today's contestants, a professor from Seattle, Washington, Steve Goodrow, a lawyer from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Jennifer Aziz, and our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose five-day cash winnings total $130,803. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Did you notice, Mackenzie, she's on a five-day roll and she gave you all one of these, huh? Watch out, Jennifer. Watch out, Steve. My claws are out. Let's see how things work out. Welcome aboard. Good luck. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And today we feature in the first round these categories. Fairy tale police report. That sounds strange. Around the world. Game time. Lifetime movie titles. Four-letter words with just one vowel. Sounds easy. And American women and politics. And Mackenzie, you go first.
Let's do lifetime movie titles for two.
Harvey Keitel turns up in Fatal This Post-Wedding Trip. Mackenzie.
What is honeymoon?
Right.
Lifetime for four.
Shake Your Pom-Poms for 2019's The Secret Lives of These, starring Denise Richards as mom to Ava, who makes the team. Mackenzie?
What is cheerleaders?
Yeah.
600 Lifetime.
Hayden Panettiere had the title role in This American Woman, Murder on Trial in Italy. Steve?
Who's Amanda Knox?
You're on the board.
Around the World 200, please.
This chain of North American lakes covers an area larger than the United Kingdom. Mackenzie?
What are the Great Lakes?
Good.
World for four.
This African cape was thought to be a sign of a sea route to India from Europe. Hence its name. Steve.
What is the Cape of Good Hope?
Yes.
Around the World 6, please.
Answer. You have the lead. You have 1,000.
I will bet 1,000.
All right. The co-princes of this tiny country in the Pyrenees are the French president and the Bishop of Urgell.
What is Andorra?
You are right. You just doubled your score.
Let's stick with Around the World for 8.
It was the capital of Poland for several hundred years, until 1596. Steve.
What is Krakow?
Yeah.
Around the World of 1,000.
One of Asia's most vulnerable rainforests is in the mountains of Cambodia, named for this spice that also starts with the letter C. Jennifer.
What is cardamom?
Good, you're on the board now.
Game time for 200?
This apologetic board game is similar to Parcheesi. Jennifer?
What is sorry?
Yep.
Game time four?
Albert Lamorisse made the short film The Red Balloon and created this four-letter board game of conquest. Steve?
What is risk?
Yes.
Game time six.
When creating this three-letter twist on Crazy Eights, inventor Merle Robbins just started writing instructions on playing cards. Jennifer.
What is Uno?
Correct.
Game time eight.
This naughty party game, based on apples to apples, was earlier called Kartenfreude. Mackenzie.
What is Cards Against Humanity?
Right.
Lifetime for eight.
Ripped from the headlines in 2011, the This Online Classified Community Killer. Mackenzie.
What is Craigslist?
Yes.
Lifetime 1,000.
Ripped from the headlines in 2012, doing this icky kind of messaging in suburbia. Steve?
What is sexting?
Yep.
American women in politics for two.
In 2008, she became the first Republican woman nominee for vice president. Steve?
Who is Palin?
Sarah Palin, that is right, and that takes you up to 4,400 as we take our first break for this. Steve Goodrow is from Seattle, Washington. He is a biological anthropologist.
That's right.
Which means you specifically do what kind of work?
So I teach classes on the history of infectious disease and the biology of infectious disease and do research in HIV.
So infectious diseases. Let me back up just a little because I'm suffering from one of those diseases right now. Jennifer Aziz is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She's a lawyer and part of a pub trivia team.
Sure.
What is your group called?
It's just a picture of a cat. It was hard to come up with a good name, so this was easier.
All right. And how successful have you and your team been?
It depends on how much of it is on the focus on the pub versus the trivia, probably.
I see. Okay. Mackenzie Jones is our champion. She is from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You started something very interesting not too long ago with a colleague, a prom dress drive. Tell us about that, because
yes.
That's a good idea.
So my colleague Savannah and I noticed that we were working with a lot of students in our tribal jurisdiction that didn't have access to a mall, or they didn't have money to pay for a nice prom dress, and we thought that's something that everyone should get to experience, all teenagers. So we started collecting prom dresses from the rich people in Tulsa, and then we bring them down into the country and distribute them around.
All right, let's get back into this right now. Steve is in the lead, and he gets to pick the next clue, so go ahead, Steve.
Okay, let's go with four-letter words for two.
Proverbially, it is more. Jennifer.
What is less?
That's the word.
Four-letter words, 400?
You do it as a verb to your eyebrow and have one as a noun as part of your foot. Jennifer.
What is arch?
Correct.
Four-letter word, 6.
Below the correct pitch, choir boy. Steve.
What is flat?
Flat, yes.
Four-letter words, 800.
Any minor legally placed in the care of a guardian. Steve.
What is a ward?
Good.
Four-letter words for 1,000.
Anything deceitfully false or a type of cover for a pillow. Jennifer.
What is a sham?
Yep.
Fairy tale police report 2.
Kidnapping of untold numbers of kids in Hamelin. Musical nuisance. Jennifer.
What is the Pied Piper?
That's it.
Fairy tale 4.
Open and shut. He admitted to killing Cock Robin in cold blood with bow and arrow. What is the sparrow? Guilty as charged. Jennifer.
Fairy tale 6.
Breaking and entering porridge theft. Charge of cruelty to animals probably won't stick. Mackenzie.
Who is Goldilocks?
Yep.
American 400.
Her resume includes 32nd Attorney General of California, U.S. Senator, and recent presidential hopeful. Jennifer.
Who is Harris?
Yes, Kamala Harris.
Fairy tale 8.
Traded the family's cow for some beans. Charged with ogrecide. Steve.
Who's Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. American Women 600.
In 1996 and again in 2000, Winona LaDuke was the vice presidential running mate of this Green Party candidate. Steve.
Who's Stein?
No. Jennifer.
Who's Gore?
No. Correct response, who's Ralph Nader? Going back in time on that one. Steve, back to you.
Let's do game time for 1,000.
The spy is the only piece that can nab a marshal in this game that's basically tabletop capture the flag. And that would be Stratego. Back to you, Steve.
American Women 800.
As Secretary of State, she was fourth in line to the presidency, but born in Prague, she was ineligible for the office. Mackenzie.
Who is Albright?
Madeleine Albright, right.
American 1,000.
So far, Christine Todd Whitman, in office from 1994 to 2001, has been this state's only female governor. Steve.
What is New Jersey?
You are correct.
Fairy tale 1,000.
Plotted to take Queen's firstborn child by offering to spin straw into gold for her. Mackenzie.
Who is Maleficent?
No. Jennifer.
Who is Rapunzel?
No. Who is Rumpelstiltskin? All right, Steve has the lead. Jennifer in a close third, just behind Mackenzie. Jennifer, you go first when we come back, right after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Double Jeopardy, and thank you all for bearing with my most recent cold. Here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. Electricity. City films, only the good characters die young. We'll deal with 19th century history. Three O's for you in each correct response. And finally, you're going to love this one. Macho cheese. All right, Jennifer.
Three O's for 4.
Someone perched at a vantage point to keep watch for danger or trouble. Mackenzie.
What is a lookout?
Good.
Macho cheese for 4.
You're likely used to the mild kind of this creamy French cheese on crackers, but the Demoulin type is more pungent. Steve.
What is Brie?
Yeah.
City Films 400.
1993, Tom Hanks struggles with insomnia. Mackenzie.
What is Sleepless in Seattle?
That's the film.
Films 8.
2002, Catherine Zeta-Jones as Velma sings on death row. Mackenzie.
What is Chicago?
Correct.
Films 12.
2011, voiced by Jesse Eisenberg, Blue the Macaw overcomes long-distance travel and bird nappers. Mackenzie.
What is Rio?
Rio is right.
Film 16.
2013, Matthew McConaughey looks to score some life-saving meds. Mackenzie again.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Right.
Films 2.
1940, Cary Grant, Jimmy Stewart, and Katharine Hepburn tell a tale of non-brotherly love. Steve.
What is the Philadelphia story?
You are correct.
19th century history for 400.
April 9th, 1878 was a normal night in Dodge City. Jack Wagner killed Marshal Ed Masterson, and this brother of Ed's killed Jack. And the famous brother of Ed Masterson was Bat Masterson. Steve, back to
19th
you.
19th century again for 800.
Until 1875, the Suez Canal was owned by Egypt and France. Then financial problems forced Egypt to sell its shares to this country. Steve.
What is the United Kingdom?
Yes.
19th century history 12.
With a capacity of 7,000 barrels, the Charles of Antwerp shipped out in 1869 as the first this to sail. Steve.
What is an oil tanker?
Correct.
19th century 16.
Once known as Upper Peru, it changed its name upon independence in 1825 to honor the man who helped liberate it. Jennifer.
What is Bolivia?
Good.
Three O's for 8.
Pupa protector. Mackenzie.
What is cornea?
No. Steve.
What's a cocoon?
Cocoon. That has three O's.
19th century 2000.
Answer there. Daily double. All righty. You have a commanding lead. 12,200.
I will bet. Oh, sorry. I will bet 3,000.
Okay. Here's your clue. After success at Second Bull Run, Confederate armies began an invasion of Maryland. This September 17th, 1862 battle stopped them.
What is Antietam?
You are right.
Let's go with three O's for 12.
As an adjective, it means creating movement. As a noun, it's the powered train car. Jennifer.
What is a locomotive?
Yes.
Three O's for 1600?
This via, or road, is said to follow the path along which Jesus carried the cross. Steve.
What is Dolorosa?
Yeah.
Three O's, 2000.
In this kind of artwork, sometimes the idea is to have texture come to the forefront. Jennifer.
What is Rococo?
No. Steve or Mackenzie? What is monochrome or monochromatic? Back to you, Steve.
Macho cheese for 800.
The history of the fragrant cheese known as Stinking Bishop dates back to the Cistercian order of these men. Jennifer.
What are monks?
Monks, yeah.
Macho cheese 12.
The smelly rind on this cheese, made from the milk of Vosgien cows, sounds perfect for Herman, Lily, and Grandpa. Jennifer.
What is Munster?
Munster, yeah.
Good characters 4.
Elizabeth, the real-life sister of this novelist, died at age 22 and was the basis for the doomed Beth March. Mackenzie.
Who is Alcott?
Yep, Louisa May.
Characters 8.
You know whose fault it really is that Augustus Waters dies of cancer in this novel? John Green. Jennifer.
What is The Fault in Our Stars?
Correct.
1,200 characters?
Spoiler alert, Lenny Small doesn't live to see the end of this novel. And no rabbits were harmed in the making of the clue. Mackenzie.
What is Of Mice and Men?
Yes.
Character 16.
Schoolboys Gene and Finney are the best of friends. One doesn't make it out of this John Knowles novel alive. And the novel is a separate piece. Mackenzie.
Characters for 2,000.
Answer.
Let's do 7,000.
7 it is. That'll put you close to the lead. After saving some kids' lives in The Outsiders, Johnny tells this main character to stay gold, then joins our category.
Who is Pony Boy?
Pony Boy, yes.
electricity for four.
All aboard. It's the term for a material that allows electricity to flow through it easily. Jennifer.
What is a conductor?
That's it.
800?
It's any device that converts mechanical energy into electrical energy, not just when the power is out. Mackenzie.
What is a generator?
That's it.
Electricity 12?
A wet cell is a battery containing ions in one of these that's a liquid. In a dry cell, it's a paste. And the word we're looking for here is electrolyte. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Electricity 16.
Magid makes its ARC insulating gloves from this natural material, and they'll protect you up to 1,000 volts. Made out of rubber. Good thing, too. Mackenzie.
Electricity 2,000.
This German physicist's law governs the relationship between voltage and resistance. Jennifer.
Who is Ohm?
Ohm, George Ohm, correct.
Macho cheese 16.
This large Italian island due south of Corsica is famous for casu marzu, a pungent cheese. Jennifer.
What is Sicily?
Nope. Steve.
What is Sardinia?
That's it. Now the $2,000 clue. It's said that this Belgian product is undoubtedly one of the stinkiest of the strong-smelling cheeses. Steve?
Is this Camembert?
No. Camembert doesn't have the odor that Limburger cheese has. All right, close game. Here comes Final Jeopardy, players. Music stars. Clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Unanswered questions. After a Project Baltimore investigation, did Baltimore County Schools fail to follow state laws?
Drugged by a woman posing as a baby photographer. New tonight, hear this mother's frantic call for help.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
This type of chicken lives up to its name and roams the country in a Geico ad. What is free-range chicken? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a good category for our final today, music stars and players. Here is your clue. I hope you like it. On July 26th, 1972, he testified before a Senate subcommittee on national penitentiaries. 30 seconds. Good luck. Jennifer, we come to you first. You had 6,800. You were in third place, and you wrote down the correct response. Johnny Cash. He had performed at Folsom, of course, and he was interested in prison reform. You're almost doubling your score. You're adding 6,700. That takes you up to 13,500. Takes us to Mackenzie. Did she come up with Johnny Cash? Who is Cash? Yes, indeed. And her response will double her score, putting her in the lead with 31,600. Steve had a good day until this final, I believe, judging by the way he's shaking his head. He picked Elvis instead. It'll cost him how much? Almost everything, 15,201. He'll finish in third place. Mackenzie Jones, you are now a six-day champion with $162,403. Keep it going, young lady. Speaking of going, that's what we're doing, but we'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by number one, Sleep Doctor recommended Remfresh.
Sleep disturbances keep one in three adults up at night. Only Remfresh uses ion-powered melatonin to deliver up to 7 hours of sleep support. Number one, Sleep Doctor recommended Remfresh, your nightly sleep companion. Now available in the sleep section at Walgreens.
Which egg has better taste and nutrition? Only Eggland's Best. And is the only egg I'll serve my family? Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.